From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Pignanelli. The Justice Department says it expects to release more documents on its 2001 anthrax investigation soon. This comes in the wake of the suicide of scientist Bruce Ivins as prosecutors were preparing to charge him with 5 counts of murder. Justice Department officials say they are making substantial progress in the case but are not commenting on Ivins' suicide. In expert testimony before the Democratic Presidential Platform Committee hearing held in Cleveland Friday, witnesses called on Democratic leaders to adopt major reforms in economic policy, energy, and health care. From member station WKSU, Karen Schaefer reports.
The committee heard suggestions from more than 30 experts in industry, health care, and social services. Lawrence Michel is president of the Economic Policy Institute, a liberal think tank in Washington. He says problems such as the growing gap between rich and poor call for an Apollo-scale effort to get the U.S. economy moving.
These are not going to be addressed by speeches and incremental reforms, so we need solutions at the scale of the problem.
Michel offered 6 policy solutions relating to jobs, labor, health care, trade, education, and immigration. He says fixing the economy may require a few years of deficit spending. The committee will also hear from ordinary citizens about how current policies have affected them. For NPR News, I'm Karen Schaefer in Cleveland.
Barack Obama and John McCain both campaigned in Florida yesterday. Obama told a crowd in St. Petersburg that he would favor limited offshore oil drilling if it was a way to pass a comprehensive energy policy. At a gathering of the National Urban League in Orlando, John McCain criticized Obama's education policy for not supporting school vouchers. The International Olympic Committee announced today it's taking away gold medals won by an American track and field relay team at the 2000 Sydney Olympics. From Beijing, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
In May, American sprinter Antonio Pettigrew admitted in court he took banned drugs throughout his career, starting in 1997. Today, his admission cost him and his track teammates their moment of glory at the 2000 Olympics. The International Olympic Committee stripped the U.S. 4x400-meter relay team of its gold medals. IOC spokeswoman Giselle Davis noted Pettigrew's testimony that he doped before, during, and after the Sydney Olympics.
The word during is the one particularly relevant here because ultimately this meant that he was performing, competing under the use of drugs.
The IOC disqualified the entire U.S. relay team, including Olympic star Michael Johnson. He won 5 gold medals in his career, now 4. There was no immediate decision on how the IOC will redistribute the U.S. medals. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Beijing.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation has taken control of First Priority Bank of Bradenton, Florida. It's the 8th time this year that the FDIC has stepped in to save a bank that was failing. This is NPR News. The U.S. military says it has released more than 10,000 detainees in Iraq this year. That's more than in all of 2007. The military says it still holds about 21,000 prisoners as it works to phase out running Iraqi prisons. Currently, the U.S. can arrest and detain anyone considered a threat to U.S. forces. Many Iraqi officials want the country's courts to have sole authority for detaining Iraqi citizens. A federal trial scheduled against Comair has been dropped. The case stemmed from a deadly plane crash in Kentucky 2 years ago. The trial was set to begin Monday, but as Lisa Autry of member station WKYU reports, most remaining lawsuits have now been settled.
Regional airline Comair, a subsidiary of Delta Airlines, was slapped with 47 lawsuits following a crash in 2006 at Bluegrass Airport in Lexington, Kentucky. A clerk with the federal court in Lexington announced that all claims have been settled. Aviation attorney Steve Hickson says it's rare for cases like this to make it to trial.
In a major case like this, it's very common for the settlements to not actually be consummated until just soon before the trial.
49 of the 50 passengers and crew died aboard Flight 5191 as it took off from the wrong runway. Comair admitted some fault but contended the airport and FAA shared liability. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Officials in California say a wildfire that has consumed 53 square miles near Yosemite National Park is about 60% contained. 21 homes have already been destroyed by the blaze. Northwest of Lake Tahoe, a state highway has been opened to traffic again as a wildfire burns in a lightly populated area. I'm Dave Pignanelli, NPR News in Washington.